Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. You know, we're here this evening at the Scott Jenkins Memorial Park, just east of Hamilton on Old Route 7.
And this cool weather is amazing.
It's terrific.
But it reminds us summer's coming to an end and the fall is coming, which means real estate agents are going to be really happy. We love the fall because one, beautiful homes show really well in the season.
They sure do.
And secondly, the market tends to pick up a little bit, especially just before the holidays.
Yeah, and we could use it.
Yep. So there have been some stirrings in the news recently. So we thought in this video, we were going to share with you our fall 2025 predictions.
Well, some of those stirrings came this last Friday when Fed Chair, our buddy Jerome Powell, made an announcement at a press conference that set all the markets kind of in a stir, if you will. Jerome Powell announced that the Federal Reserve does plan, and he said does plan now, to lower the federal funds rate at least once this coming fall. There's three more announcements that will come up. September is the first announcement, which is really just right around the corner. So everybody kind of started to anticipate now that great things were coming and interest rates would be lowered, which would trigger a whole lot of good feelings in this marketplace.
Yes. So our first prediction for fall 2025 is we will see slightly lower mortgage rates. I would not expect 4 or 5% rates. I know you were saying 5% earlier, but I think it'll be close. We'd be happy with 6 to 6.5 at this point.
Right.
Let's put it that way. So I think that's the number one prediction. The other prediction is that inventory will continue to rise. We've already been looking at the market updates showing 45% more homes are selling this year than they would this time last year. So I think that will continue as well.
Yeah, I mean, the interest rates are doing phenomenal things here. We're getting quotes now, probably lower than we have in maybe as much as 6 months. And those are really for the conventional loans. Even the government-backed loans are typically, you know, 0.25% to 0.5% lower. So we hope, we really hope that this time that our predictions for lower interest rates will come true, and that actually the lowering of the federal funds rate will have a positive impact on the mortgage rates, because in the past they didn't always do that. But there tends to be kind of a sense of optimism, if you will, in the marketplace.
Sure.
Again, we hold open houses probably just about, you know, every weekend lately, at least. And the discussions, you know, as we've gotten into it with buyers and some of the sellers, you know, potential sellers that come through, is that what's going to trigger a strong fall market? And I think Denise and I both agree, it's going to be optimism. And so the announcement by the Fed chair on Friday, the fact that we're starting to see a little lower interest rates, leads us to believe there's going to be optimism in this fall marketplace. So we believe good things are to come.
Yes, and we do live in one of the best areas in the U.S., Northern Virginia. We're a little biased. A little biased in that area. But listen, it's a great area in terms of how close it is to Washington, D.C. A lot of employment, a lot of large employers, live in this area. Great schooling, great activities all over Northern Virginia. And what we keep reporting on month over month is that home prices just steadily go up. They may not spike 20%, but steadily between 3 to 5% every year, home prices tend to go up.
Yeah. So again, if you're sitting waiting for, you know, an interest rates to plummet down into the threes or the fours again, if you're waiting for prices to take a dramatic turn downward, it's probably not going to happen. So our best advice is come this fall, get on off of that couch, come on out, attend some of our open houses. I think you're going to be really happy that you did.
Yes. Please support us. We have the link below for our newsletter. We would love to hear from you. Subscribe every week. You're going to hear from us and get some little tips as to how you can prepare for this market.
Yeah, we hope you have a wonderful Labor Day weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.